When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Speak, and the world is full of singing, and I'm winging higher than the birds. Touch, and my heart begins to crumble, the heavens tumble, darling.
Oh, words, 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 I'm so sick of words. I get words all day through, first from him, now from you. Is that all you blighters can do? Don't talk of stars burning above. If you're in love, show me. Tell me no dreams filled with desire. If you're on fire, show me. Here we are together in the middle of the night. Don't talk of spring, just hold me tight. Anyone who's ever been in love will tell you that this is no time for a chat. Haven't your lips longed for my touch? Don't say how much. Show me, show me. Don't talk of love lasting through time. Make me no undying of all. Show me now. Sing me no song, read me no rhyme. Don't waste my time, show me. Please don't implore, beg or beseech. Don't make a speech, show me. But never do I ever want to hear another word. There isn't one I haven't heard. Here we are together in what ought to be a dream. Say one more word and I'll scream. Haven't your arms hungered for mine? Please don't explain, show me, show me. Wait until wrinkles and lines pop out all over my brow. Show me now.
Well, this is radio, so we can't exactly show you, but we can certainly play for you the great verbal dexterity and charm of Julie Andrews. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, WPPB. And I thought we'd take a whole hour today to play not simply Julie Andrews, well, that would be fine in and of itself, but Julie Andrews sings the words of Alan J. Lerner. Of course, Lerner was the lyricist who worked with Frederick Lowe in the 50s and early 60s to create two of Julie Andrews' most spectacular triumphs, My Fair Lady, which we just heard from the second act of My Fair Lady, and Camelot in 1960. So I thought we'd take a little tour, one more walk around the garden, as it were, through the lyrics of Alan J. Lerner as sung by Julie Andrews. Julie Andrews recorded not just the cast albums of those shows, but some other studio albums. Here she tackles a song that Lerner wrote with Kurt Weill in the mid-40s for a show called Love Life. So before she even tackled My Fair Lady, here is Julie Andrews singing some of the lyrics. She recorded this, I think, in the 80s. But Kurt Weill, Alan J. Lerner, Here I'll Stay from Love Life.
but I know well they're wrong, and I know where I belong, and here I'll stay with you for that land. It's the theme of a dream gone astray, and the world others rule, I can find love in you. If I've no will to go from home, or have no urge the seas to roam, or turn my back on a distant star, and never burn to wander far, it's not because of fear, it's because my goal.
That was Julie Andrews from a studio recording in the 80s, I think. And we are celebrating her particularly imaginative, idiosyncratic touch with the lyrics of Alan J. Lerner, sometimes with the music of Frederick Lowe. In that case, it was the music of Kurt Vile. Well, let us go to a studio album she did probably in the late 50s. I think it was called Broadway's Fair Julie. After her success in My Fair Lady, she recorded a wide range of Broadway songs, and she dipped little further back in the canon of Lerner and Lowe to Paint Your Wagon. I think that's 51, 52, I want to say. And here is a very buoyant, uplifting version of How Can I Wait from Paint Your Wagon, the one and only Julie Andrews.
How can I wait? Can I wait till tomorrow comes? How can I live till tomorrow comes? How can I make every minute fly till that shining moment when I'll be seeing him again? I'm gonna die, or be old and gray. Away. How can I talk? Can I breathe? can I do, can I think about? How can my heart keep from jumping out?
Clever listeners among you will realize that I've just snuck into the cast album of My Fair Lady from 1956 with Julie Andrews. I thought I could sort of do a Wait medley, right? Wait, little, how can I wait from Paint Your Wagon into Just You Wait from My Fair Lady. Did you notice that? Well, maybe you didn't. So how did Julie Andrews and Alan J. Lerner meet? Well, Julie Andrews came to America from England nearly in her 20s to do a show called The Boyfriend on Broadway, a show written by Sandy Wilson, had been a big hit in England. And Frederick Lowe and Alan J. Lerner went to see her in it because they were trying to find an Eliza Doolittle, because they were still in the planning stages for My Fair Lady. And Lerner wrote in his autobiography, "The ingenue lead in The Boyfriend was an 18-year-old girl named Julie Andrews, and she had received a rapturous press. From the moment she set foot on the stage, one could see she fairly radiated with some indefinable substance that is the difference between talent and star. Whatever that substance is, you know it there because you find yourself caring about him or her spontaneously and illogically." Julie, fortunately, had a dazzling array of gifts, a charming soprano voice, so flexible she could sing light opera and popular with equal ease, probably the most immaculate diction of any soprano in memory. She danced, she moved with grace. Whatever she had to say in The Boyfriend, she did with conviction and style. And physically, she was as pretty as any eye might decide her to be. So it took them a couple of years to write My Fair Lady, but when they did, Julie Andrews was willing and able. Let us go to her opening number from that great show, My Fair Lady, in 1956, Wouldn't It Be Loverly?
It's rather dull in town, I think I'll tie me to Paris. The missus wants to open up the castle in Capri.
Me doctor recommends a quiet summer by the sea.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
All I want is a room somewhere far away from the cold night air, with one enormous chair. Wouldn't it be lovely? Lots of chocolate for me to eat, lots of coal, making lots of it, warm face, warm hands, warm feet. Wouldn't it be lovely? Oh, so lovely, sitting abso-bloomin-ludely still. I would never budge till spring crept over me windowsill. Someone's head resting on my knee, warm and tender as he can be. Who takes good care of me?
Was there any ingenue more loverly than Julie Andrews? This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and Julie Andrews is everyone's favorite. If you're out here in the East End, as we are here at Peconic Public Broadcasting, she's been a local favorite for quite a long time. And we are looking at My Fair Lady, and it was actually tough for Julie Andrews. It was a very demanding part, that part of Eliza Doolittle. And as show business legend has it, after about 2 weeks, the director, Moss Hart, was kind of fed up. and he dismissed everyone for 48 hours. And as Kitty Carlisle Hart once said, he pasted the performance on her, and she was eternally grateful. And of course, it made her into a star. Here is that moment in the first act with Rex Harrison and Robert Coote, where Eliza Doolittle makes that transformation into Guttersnipe, into potential Duchess, one of the great moments of the American musical theater, The Rain in Spain.
Quit, Professor Iggins. Quit, Professor Iggins. Hear our plea or payday, we will quit, Professor Iggins. A, not I, O, not our, pounding, pounding in our brain. A, not I, O, not our, don't say right, say rain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Again.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
I think she's got it. I think she's got it.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
By George, she's got it. By George, she's got it. Now once again, where does it rain?
On the plain, on the plain.
And where's that soggy plain?
In Spain, in Spain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Aha!
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
In Hartford, Hereford and Hampshire,
hurricanes hardly happen. How kind of you to let me come.
Now once again, where does it rain?
On the plain, on the plain.
And where's that blasted plain?
In Spain, in Spain.
In the plain, in Spain, Spain, Spain.
Indeed. And the crowd went wild, and Julie Andrews became a star. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and we are looking at Julie Andrews' wonderful voice and fantastic dramatic interpretation through the words of Alan J. Lerner, her great chum. Well, My Fair Lady became a worldwide sensation. She took it to Drury Lane back in her home country of England and made herself a star all over again. And then around 59 or so, Lerner and Lowe went back to the mat for another musical, this one based on T.H. White's The Once and Future King, which of course is set in the court of Camelot. And of course they invited Julie Andrews back in to star in that show as the lovely Queen Guinevere, and opposite her was the rugged Welsh Shakespearean actor Richard Burton. And of course they made another kind of theatrical history all over again in 1960. Here is the opening number that they wrote for Julie Andrews. Beautiful lyrics by Alan J. Lerner, wonderful melody by Frederick Lowe, The Simple Joys of Maidenhood.
St. Genevieve, St. Genevieve, it's Guinevere, remember me. St. Genevieve, St. Genevieve, I'm over here beneath this tree. You know how faithful and devout I am. You must admit I've always been a lamb. But Genevieve, St. Genevieve, I won't obey you anymore. You've gone a bit too far. I won't be bid and bargained for like beads at a bazaar. St. Genevieve, I've run away, eluded them and fled. And from now on I intend to pray to someone else instead. Genevieve, St. Genevieve, where were you when my youth was sold? Dear Genevieve, sweet Genevieve, shan't I be young before I'm old? Where are the simple joys of maidenhood? Where are all those adoring, daring boys? Where's the knight pining so for me? He leaps to death in woe for me. Oh, where are a maiden's simple joys? Shan't I have the normal life a maiden should? Shall I never be rescued in the wood? Shall two knights never tilt for me and let their blood be spilt for me? Oh, where are the simple joys of maidenhood? Shall I not be on a pedestal, worshipped and competed for? Not be carried off, or better still, cause a little war? Where are the simple joys of maidenhood? Are these sweet, gentle pleasures gone for good? Shall a feud not begin for me? Shall kith not kill their kin for me? Trivial joys, harmless convivial joys. Where are the simple joys of maidenhood?
Sir Lionel, do you recall the other night that I distinctly said you might serve as my escort at the next town fair? Well, I'm afraid there's someone who I must invite in place of you, someone who plainly is beyond compare. That Frenchman's power is more tremendous than I have e'er seen anywhere. And when a man is that stupendous, he by right should take me to the fair.
Your Majesty, let me tilt with him and smite him! Don't refuse me so abruptly, I implore! Oh, give me the opportunity to fight him, and Gaul will be divided once more!
You will bash and thrash him?
I'll smash and mash him!
You'll give him trouble?
He will be rubble!
A mighty whack!
His skull will crack!
Well, then you may take me to the fair if you do the things you promise. In fact, my heart would break should you not take me to the fair. Sir Sagramore, I have some rather painful news relative to the subject who's to be beside me at the next court ball. You were the chosen one, I know, but as tradition it should go to the unquestioned champion in the hall. And I'm convinced that splendid Frenchman can easily conquer one and all. And besting all our local henchmen, he should sit beside me at the ball.
I beg of you, ma'am, withhold your invitation. I swear to you this challenge will be met. And when I have finished up the operation, I'll serve him to your highness en brochette.
You'll pierce right through him.
I'll barbecue him.
A wicked thrust.
'Twill be dust to dust.
From fore to aft.
He'll feel a draught.
Well then, you may sit by me at the ball if you demolish him in battle. In fact, I know I'd cry were you not by me at the ball. Sir Dinadan, didn't I promise that you may guide me to London on the day that I go up to judge the cattle show. As it is quite a nasty ride, there must be someone at my side who'll be defending me from beast and foe. So when I choose whom I prefer, go, I take the strongest knight I know. And young Dulac seems strongest, ergo he should take me to the cattle show.
Your Majesty can't believe this blustering prattle. Let him prove it with a sword or lance instead. I promise you, when I've done this gory battle, his shoulders will be lonesome for his head.
You'll disconnect him.
I'll vivisect him.
You'll open wide him.
I'll subdivide him.
Oh, dear, 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 dear. Then you may guide me to the show, if you can carry out your program. In fact, I'd grieve inside should you not guide me to the show.
Milady, we shall put an end to that Gallic bag of noise and nerve. When we do all that we intend to, you'll be a plate of French order.
I do applaud your noble goals. Now let us see if you achieve them. And if you do, then you will be the three who will go to the ball, to the show, and take me to the
Julie Andrews as Queen Guinevere from Camelot, of course. I think it's Sir Dinadan as John Cullum, making his big musical debut. Still with us, what a great performer. Well, among great performers of all time is, of course, Julie Andrews. And Camelot was famously in trouble on the road in Toronto, and they realized they needed to cut, and Alan J. Lerner wrote a song at the last minute to give Julie Andrews to sort of cover all the cut material. And supposedly, according to his memoirs, they wrote it between Toronto and Boston. They gave it to her on a Tuesday. She sang it Wednesday afternoon, and it went into the show, a beautiful song. Here it is, a song that Guinevere sings longingly about Sir Lancelot, in this case played by Robert Goulet. Sad, tragic, beautiful, one of the most beautiful melodies Frederick Low ever wrote. The lyrics of Alan J. Lerner.
cast away our secret longing. The raging tide we held inside would hold no more. The silence at last was broken. We flung wide our prison door. Every joyous word of love was spoken. And now there's twice as much grief, twice the strain for us, twice the despair, twice the pain for us, as we had known
voice and melancholy air of Julie Andrews singing the lyrics of Alan J. Lerner. That's what we're celebrating today on Broadway to Main Street. Julie sings Alan. Some years after Camelot closed, Alan J. Lerner wrote in his memoir, "Julie Andrews is a professional in the proudest sense of the word. In the theater since she was a child, she meets any challenge with a smile and an unbatted eyelid that makes you wonder how Britain ever lost the empire. Always gracious, always willing, an amazingly quick study, both musically and dramatically. I cannot remember one moment in the almost 7 years we worked together that was anything but joy." Well, Camelot was the last stage musical that they worked on together, but luckily Julie Andrews went back into the studio in the 80s and 90s and recorded a lot of songs that Lerner wrote with other composers. Here is the title number of a wonderful musical he wrote in 65 with Burton Lane, "On a Clear Day You Can See Forever," sung by Julie Andrews.
On a clear day, you rise and look around you, and you'll see who you are. On a clear the glow of your being outshines every star. Every mountain, sea, and shore. hear from far and near a world you've never heard before. And on a clear day, on that clear day, you can see forever and
Well, we talked a lot about what Alan J. Lerner thought in tribute of Julie Andrews. This is from a tribute album that Julie Andrews did for Alan J. Lerner. We'll hear another wonderful song from a very brief musical called Carmelina, also music by Burton Lane, lyrics by Alan J. Lerner, sung by Julie Andrews.
For one more
the door will wait. And one more prayer, it's not too late to gather one more rose before I say goodbye and close the garden gate. One more rose before I close the
Well, there's always one you can't forget, sung Julie Andrews, and certainly she's a performer we cannot forget, and she's in our constant state of Experiential Memory. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. And out here on the East End, where we're broadcasting from, Julie Andrews has always been a great supporter of many local institutions and especially the Bay Street Theater. So she's very much in our thoughts. That was from a show called Dance a Little Closer, which ran only one performance. Probably the right show at the wrong time, but a wonderful score with music by Charles Strauss and lyrics by Alan J. Lerner, which we are celebrating today, a song I've always loved. It's always exciting when a great performer matches with a great composer or lyricist. We've played Bing Crosby singing Irving Berlin on this show, or Joe Stafford singing the work of Frank Lesser. I think we'll have a few more coming up the new year. I hope to do a Fred Astaire sings George Gershwin. Wouldn't we like that? But today we took some time to celebrate Julie Andrews and Alan J. Lerner, that book writer and lyricist of sort of incomparable wit, whose dash of cynicism worked incredibly well opposite the rhapsodic lyricism of the music of Frederick Lowe, and Julie Andrews brought those songs so beautifully to life. In his autobiography, The Street Where I Lived, Alan J. Lerner writes, "I occasionally wondered whether Julie knew Julie any better than I did. Obviously she did, and obviously she does. The years have revealed her to be very much her own person, aware of where her happiness lies, and not easily affected by the heady wine of the fame she achieved. Somewhere along the line, she decided it did not lie in the theater, and the theater is the poorer for it." Well, the theater may be the poorer for it, but Julie Andrews, of course, is a constant presence. We're about to celebrate the 50th anniversary of The Sound of Music by Rodgers and Hammerstein, the movie, and I'm sure we'll see a lot of her that way. Julie Andrews turned into a star in the works of Alan J. Lerner with the musical My Fair Lady, and probably no more so than towards the end of the first act. So here is she singing the great solo that put her over the top. I'm sure you've all been waiting for it. Here, I'm so happy to have done a tribute to Julie Andrews through the lyrics of Alan J. Lerner. Here is, and we all completely concur, don't we, that listening to her, we could dance all night. Here's Julie Andrews.
Bed, bed, I couldn't go to bed. My head's too light to try to set it down. Sleep, sleep, I couldn't sleep tonight. Not for all the jewels in the crown. I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night. And still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never done. Never know what made it so exciting. Why all at once my heart took flight. I only know when he began to dance with me, I could have danced, danced, danced all night.
It's after three now, don't you agree now? She ought to be in bed.
I could have danced.
You're tired out.
All night.
You must be dead.
I could have danced.
Your face is drawn. Your eyes are red. Now say goodnight. Please turn out the light. Please, it's really time for you to be in bed.
I could have spoken.
To come along. Do as you're told. Or Mrs. Pierce is apt to scold. You're up too late. Miss, it's your fate. Miss, you catch a cold.
I could have danced all night. sight, and still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never done before. I'll never know what made it so.
Time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.